Whenever I have to meet up with my sister, I'm always late. And when I get to our meeting point, my sister will be furious. And on my way to our meeting point, she would have called and sent countless messages asking me why I was the one who chose the time, but I'm running late. I don't know if it's a bad habit or it's the excitement of meeting someone that I get so carried away and I don't make it on time. Have you ever waited for someone? Have you ever waited for something? And how have you felt during the process? Hi, Sakuzo Nash, and welcome to The Baobab. I hope that you're well, you're staying safe, and you're practicing self-care. Whenever I am to meet my sister or someone, we have to pick one central meeting point. It depends where the person that I'm meeting with is coming from so that no one has to move for a long distance. So let's say we're going to meet at a taxi rank. We have got a certain spot that we're going to meet. We might choose a food court or even a clothing shop that is close by. So since I'm the one who's always running late, there are also some occasions where I make it on time and I have to wait for someone. And during that time, sometimes I might decide to have window shopping in a clothing shop. So as a way of killing time, as I wait for someone. And sometimes I might just be reading something or scrolling in my gallery as I wait for my friend or my relative to come. And also sometimes I just admire how people have been dressing these days. Who knows, you might also like the way the color combinations and even the hairstyles that they have. And since I'm a creative, sometimes I draw inspiration from people moving around as I wait for my relative. But on the other end, and sometimes when you wait for someone, you become irritated because there are some people who are always late and they lie. You keep on calling them, where are you? And then they tell you, I'm almost close by. But it's almost close to an hour and time is moving. And you don't want to attract thieves, so sometimes you have to put your phone in your bag to avoid any inconvenience. And sometimes you also get angry and anxious. You wonder if you get angry because you're the one, you communicated in advance. You plan that you're going to meet at a particular time, but then the person doesn't make it on time. So sometimes you might end up being angry. But also, some people end up feeling anxious. They're uncertain what has happened to that person. Because now the person they're supposed to meet with have decided to switch on their phone. And also, they're ignoring their calls. I believe that you also have waited for something. You have been in a waiting season in your life. And I wonder how you felt in your waiting season. For some people, waiting is tiring. For some people, waiting is a lesson. It's a journey. It's a process. And some people are easy to give up and they don't look forward to the waiting process. Have you ever made a delivery? Have you ever made a purchase? Then you spend the whole day waiting for the delivery. You pay something maybe in a shop and then they say they're going to deliver your clothes tomorrow. And then as you wait, it's the whole day. They do not say the time. So you wake up in the morning and then you're hopeful that they're going to come. Maybe you want to go somewhere. But you spend the whole day waiting for them and then they don't come. Maybe they have to come 2 days later. But then they haven't communicated. Sometimes a relative says they're going to come and visit tomorrow. You're so excited. You wake up so early. You clean the house. You take a bath. Everything is in order. You're hopeful that maybe by tea time they'll be here and then we have tea. It's also it's tea time. You have your tea. They're not yet there. You have your lunch. They're not yet there. You are about to prepare supper and they're not yet there. You're feeling anxious. And then you wonder if they're still coming or maybe they've lied to you. You're also anxious that maybe something could have happened to them on their way home, in their way to come and visit. Were they involved in an accident? And that's when I've realized that communication is key and important. Because they say someone's traveling from Bulawayo going to Arad. They can just communicate with their relative that we have just left Bulawayo. We're now in Gweru. We're now in Kirk. Those updates as a way of calming someone. And I applaud my mother because whenever my mom is traveling, she always calls or texts. And then she'll tell you where she is. If there's a problem with network, she'll send a message and then she'll write 2:45, I'm at at a toll gate, whatever time I'm at this particular place. So even if there's a glitch in the network, when you receive, when she's in a place where there's now a network connection, you receive the messages. And it's got a way of calming you. And like waiting for someone's coming from Blawai all the way to Harare. It's like an 8-hour journey and you don't know where they are. It can be tiring. And also, we have all waited for our results. I remember the time that I was in college, our university would announce when the results would be published. So when the results were published, because everyone wanted to take their results on that day, it was chaotic, and sometimes you would be unable to open the results. But there was a time that when you wrote your exams, you're not even concerned about the mark and all. And then now there's a time that the results are being announced, have been released. That's when you wonder if that question that I answered, was it correct? Did I tackle the question? Did I finish all the things that you did in the exam? Keep on coming, playing back in your mind. And now, considering that even the ordinary level examinations and the A-level examinations in ZIMSEC are now have to log in the portal, it makes people anxious. Because now they have to wait, and then they have to wait for the time. The network is just chaotic and it's a lot. And I miss those days when people had to go to school and take their results. But then also people had to suffer from stress and anxiety, because results could be released on Friday, but people would only collect them on Monday. So imagine the whole weekend stressing and wondering, did I pass? Do I have to overdress? Do I have to wear simple clothes? I don't even know my results. We all want a big break. We've been waiting for a break. You have done so much. You have put on the work, you are dedicated, you are hopeful that things are going to work out. But in the waiting process, some people give up. There's always that one phone call that you receive that's going to change your life. There's that one email that you're waiting for that will have, we are proud, congratulations. It will change. All the regrets messages won't matter anymore, because you have been waiting for the big break and it's finally arrived. What are the lessons that you can draw in your waiting season? You learn to be patient. You learn to be grateful. Sometimes as you wait, you draw on strength from something that you have done, how you have achieved maybe your O-level examination. Now you're waiting for passed, and now you're waiting for A-level examinations. You draw strength from that. You also keep hope alive. Even though you haven't received the call for a job for being offered that job, you get hopeful that maybe they're going to call me. Maybe they have like shortlisted everyone, but they have not finalized some issues, so I will wait. You focus on the goal. You focus on the result that if my relative is going to make it home, that means you're going to spend time together. If my relative who's late, but the moment that we meet at our meeting point, you're going to spend the whole day together. We're going to go for shopping. If I receive this email, my life will never be the same again. So I really want to know how your waiting seasons have been. What are the lessons that you have learned? What are also some of the challenges that you have learned along the journey? What are some of the lessons that I've learned during the week? I've learned that there are some people who love you out loud and they're willing to let the whole world know. I've also learned that there are some people who go an extra mile just for you, and it's also good for you to do the same. I've also realized that it's okay for me to feel sad, but I don't have to let sadness take over. What am I looking forward to this week? I'm looking forward to reading my book, my poetry book that I haven't read since February, because a lot has been happening and I haven't been coloring for a while. But then I hit a low moment and then I realized that these are the things that used to calm me, and this time I do the things that give me joy. I'm looking forward to receiving great news, and I'm looking forward to maybe to receiving that call and that email that is going to change my life. And I'm hopeful, and I'm keeping hope alive. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.